we get in these last weekdays of Lent before the Triduum, the liturgy certainly leads us to a sense of intensification. Now we're getting into the story. We had the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem on Sunday, and now we're getting into the story of the betrayal. And today is the setup for tomorrow's gospel, when the betrayal doesn't happen exactly tomorrow, but it gets even closer. So the liturgy leads us into this sense, this growing sense of intensity. And the church is really inviting us then to get involved in Holy Week, to get involved and invested in the Triduum. We might think of scenes from the Passion in terms of artist's renderings that we've seen through the course of our life. Maybe Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. We have a particular image of the crucifixion. We might have a particular image in our mind of the stations of the cross. And sometimes these images can be somewhat stagnant. They might be, poignant, meaningful to us, and yet at the same time, they don't lead us to a full engagement of this mystery that we're celebrating. But when we look at the liturgy that we're celebrating, the liturgy is really inviting us to invest our minds as we reflect on what Jesus did for us, but also our hearts, our emotions. We need to plunge completely into Holy Week. Then it will change us. We're not observers. We're not bystanders. We're not just another face in the crowd. Jesus did all this for us, each one, personally. He knew you when he went through the Passion. He knew you, and he did it for you. So we have every reason to invest something and to plunge headfirst into these wonderful mysteries of Holy Week and the Triduum. And we'll find that the more we invest in our reflection and our meditation on these mysteries, the greater and more profound will our celebration of Easter and the resurrection be.